This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9 on this Thursday, the 14th of May, 12:44 in the afternoon, giving you around 16 minutes to interact with us, get involved with the polls. We have one on Twitter, one on Instagram. We're asking you whether or not you have a dedicated work from home space and how is it set up? Is it a room? Is it a makeshift space? Is it a bed? Is it something else? Or do you not have one? Let us know. The numbers are 21% of you is a room, 47.1 is a makeshift space, 6.4 of you are sat on the bed doing your work there, and 25.5% of you have no space at all. Mm-hmm. How about over on Instagram?
It is 53% yes and 47% no.
There we go.
We also have a message from Owen who says that we have a dedicated study space with two proper big desks. We work side by side perfectly for 8 weeks, just had to manage respective conference calls timing. There's also one from Teresa who says that I have a workstation at home, save traveling time and dressing, though it would be good to go back to office once or twice a week as I tend to laze and pot terong around the house more often than not. I actually do miss office environment. Nevertheless, though, I kind of got used to work from home.
I got a message from I Am May as well, who says she didn't hear what we said about her setup, but she wants to say hi to Arvin Audrey for her. I'm just going to say it's Christine in the studio today. There you go. Don't worry about
so
it.
Sad.
You know, these mistakes happen. It's just nice to interact.
But now, hello to you too.
Final story of the day. Of course, we want to get moving, and some countries are moving faster than us, and they've come out of the pandemic a little faster than us, and they are doing things differently. We're talking about China. Arvin will be telling us all about the auto industry over in China, though.
Yeah. The world's been looking at China as sort of like a benchmark because they went through this first. Wuhan was the epicenter of the pandemic, and they've sort of slowly restarted the economy and people are moving around. So everyone's looking to how that country is doing so that maybe they can either emulate or not emulate or take lessons from how they're opening up their industries and stuff. But apparently China's auto industry is struggling to get back to business after the lockdowns. The country's auto industry is centered in Wuhan, which was the epicenter of the outbreak. The industry has suffered its worst quarter with only 3.4 million cars sold in the first 3 months of the year. And since reopening on March 11th, Dongfeng Honda has restored its production capacity to the peak level of more than 3,000 cars a day, whereas Fitch Solutions remains pessimistic about the outlook for the Chinese car market. During the 2008 financial crisis, they say that the Chinese government announced a mammoth financial stimulus package amounting to nearly $568 billion. Most of the funds went into infrastructure development, but the package also helped to push commercial vehicle sales by nearly 30% over the next 2 years. The problem with that now is that Chinese car makers are struggling at home. So, you know, not being able to move around, to do their work, that's causing a lot of problems. Geely said that its sales slumped 44% to 206,027 units, while electric car maker BYD said that its sales plunged 48% to 61,273 units. Many others remain optimistic for the future, like Volkswagen Group, China Group, Chief Executive Stefan Wolf Wollenstein, who says that we have seen interest from a new kind of customer, those keen to own a personal vehicle to escape the risks of infection on public transport. Many of them first-time car buyers, which is a group accounting for 60% of customers in China. He also believes that there could be a shakeup in the Chinese auto industry leading to consolidation of brands. And I actually brought this up because we have two local car makers, like big car makers locally. And we've been talking about work from home a lot over the last couple of days, like WFH and whether you want to go to work. And there are some companies allowing permanent work from home structures. But in a way, that would kind of affect the auto industries because people would need cars less. I was even thinking about, because I switched cars last year, and I was thinking if I'd known about the MCO, if I'd known that work from home would be a thing, I would have delayed that purchase because I could have easily used ride hailing or any other service to get to work. It doesn't have to be public transport. But, you know, just I don't know how many people would look and go like, you know, if I can stay at home so much, do I actually need a new car? Do I even need a car at all? all.
Mm. I mean, it's a big topic of debate right now as well. Mm. And just a few months ago, we were talking about the move to electric cars and how that could help save the environment long term. And that was the kind of point of discussion then. And now, like you're saying, it's the discussion of as to whether or not we need a car at all for a lot of people, especially if you are able to work from home. Even if it's just 1 week on, 1 week off, you're still saving money by using ride-hailing apps.
Yeah. But I think, one angle that the auto industry could sort of leverage on is the idea that public transport will take longer, I think, with less space available in the carriages of MRT, for example, with physical distancing being implemented and also people being hesitant about ride-hailing. I, for example, usually would ride-hail to work, but I haven't done that for the past, a few months. And I don't know that I intend to start again as much as I can, just because I am also quite paranoid about getting in a car with a stranger, even with masks and sanitization and all that. So that might be the angle that they use to market in the future.
But economically speaking, with more people being laid off, more people not able to work and being retrenched or whatever it is, the idea of buying a new car for most people nowadays is not on their list of priorities at all.
No.
So maybe if people do decide to buy a car at any point, I'd imagine that the used car market will probably get a big boost over the next few months as people decide that, well, we might need a car. We don't need to spend it necessarily on a brand new car. We just need something we just need something to get us to and from work, 2 weeks out of a month.
Mm.
So, they could be saving like that.
Yeah.
A lot of changes, yeah. Mm. And also the ride-hailing fees for myself, personally, they've dropped because of no traffic.
Yeah.
Before, there was no option. I couldn't take ride-hailing to work every day. It's way too expensive. Yeah. But because of the, there are fewer cars on the road and because it takes a shorter amount of time to get from point A to point B, so the fees, the charges have come down a lot.
So availability is good as well.
Yeah, it is good as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking, if people don't want to be on public transport, they don't have to depend on public transport. But I also don't know if they'll go to buying a new car. Interesting.
Interesting discussion. Right, folks, we've got to wrap up. It's time for us to wrap up for the day, of course. You have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. The stories that we've been running with today, of course, we started off with the story about...
Working from home. And do you have a work from home space, a dedicated space for that? And if so, how is it set up?
We then followed up with a story about how we no longer want your pants, we want pajamas. 143% rise in sales of pajamas over in the US. 12% drop in the sales of bras.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one as well? There was, pants have come down.
No,
443%.
Yeah.
I could have phrased that better, but there you go.
Oh, gosh. Well.
And then we wrapped up, of course, with...
Yeah, we finished with China's auto industry and how it's struggling post-lockdown.
Right. Don't go anywhere, though, because, of course, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be up just after the news. So don't go anywhere. We are going to leave you with some music from Kucho with Don't Make Me Fall In Love. We'll be back tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. with Biz Bytes at noon. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Rich Bradbury, Arvind Nuvaraj, and of course, Christian Wong. Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.